Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast covers the importance of business process management, or BPM, during ERP implementations. I'm going to be speaking today with January Polk, Manager of Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions, a Six Sigma Green Belt with extensive experience analyzing and improving companies' processes in anticipation of ERP implementations. January, thanks for being here with us on the show today.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, can you please clear something up for the audience and myself in terms of vernacular? What is the difference between business process management, business process improvement, reengineering, and optimization?
Well, first of all, business process management is a holistic approach used to evaluate, improve, and align business processes to an organization's overall goals and strategy. It enables businesses to be more efficient and flexible to the change of an ERP implementation. Within business process management, there are a variety of approaches that we at Panorama Consulting Solutions take. The first is what we call business process improvement. Mm-hmm. In this approach, we examine the key processes within an organization that are the competitive differentiators for that organization. We use a Six Sigma methodology approach as our backbone.
Okay.
And where we evaluate and improve key business processes. So first, we identify the current state of the process and primary key performance indicators used to measure the success of that process. So this kind of helps us identify where the company is experiencing leakage within their metrics.
Mm-hmm.
We then determine root cause of the process or the area of concern. We validate the root cause and improve the process to optimize ultimate efficiency. At the end, after we've proven that we've improved the process, we put a control plan in place to monitor the process ongoing and ensure that checks are put in place to trigger appropriate responses if key metrics fall out of control.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Reengineering is different in that it identifies the current process, but it requires more of a radical change. So think of it as if you're trying to take a current state and improve it, but you can't, no matter what improvements you put in place, that process is still not going to operate at ultimate efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
Then what you do is you scratch the process and you start over and you redesign an entire new process.
I see.
And then optimization looks at all of the processes within an organization. So with business process improvement, we select the key differentiators, the key processes that are key differentiators within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
With optimization, we look at everything. So we improve all of the processes to make them all efficient and ultimately reduce the company's cost to produce.
So that leads me to my next question then. Why is BPM important in an ERP implementation?
Well, when you automate an inefficient process, you only make an inefficient process faster.
Right.
This is why BPM is so important in an ERP implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Before you place software down on top of a process, you want to ensure that the process is operating at efficiency. So it's important to improve your processes, optimize efficiency, and understand which key processes and key differentiators you are not willing to compromise when implementing the new software.
Right.
Today, a lot of ERP systems are very flexible, so they offer multiple, sometimes even hundreds of different ways in which the software can accommodate a company's business needs. So if you understand your desired state prior to implementation activities, you can save time later in the process and reduce the risk of choosing the wrong configuration setup. It also helps tell the vendor how you want your process designed, so that they can go ahead and select that configuration that accurately reflects that process in the system.
Okay. So how does business process management fit into ERP implementation then?
Ideally, you would want to do business process management before you select your ERP software.
Mm-hmm.
This helps define specific requirements you will need in your new ERP tool. It also identifies how you want the process configured in your new system. It can provide guidance into what costs might look like for required customization to ensure key business differentiators are not lost. BPM can also be done after selection prior to software implementation. You may not get all of the benefits of being able to identify your requirements in the new tool, but it still gives the organization time to design a system based on their needs. However, waiting until the end sometimes results in speeding up the process, so they'll try and get through it faster, and this can often lead to mistakes that result in bigger problems later on during go live and can result in increased costs and an overall failed implementation.
Explain how businesses can pick the level of improvement they want to achieve.
Within the Panorama methodology, we allow an organization to select the level of improvement it wants to achieve within its project. We break this down into various levels. The first level is identified as process mapping.
Mm-hmm.
Within this step, we map out the current state, we identify pain points, we gather software requirements, and capture both who performs and the time required to perform each step. The second level is identified as business process improvement. Within the business process improvement step, the company can decide which processes they want to optimize prior to implementation.
Okay.
Within business process improvement, we encourage companies to select the processes that are key differentiators for their business. Panorama will also perform a baseline assessment and provide recommendations based on how the company performs in their primary key performance indicators against their competitors and within their industry. And then finally, the third level is business process optimization. So business process optimization evaluates and improves all business processes within an organization. It looks at the business from a financial perspective to understand how it can optimize and improve the overall unit cost to produce. So within all the different levels, there is an option to include a software blueprint to provide the ERP vendor with specific processes and details on how to configure each business process in the organization. So you can see that you can either do process mapping and just figure out your current state and identify pain points and requirements, or you can do BPI where you can select key processes, or you can look at the entire business as a whole.
Okay. Everyone, we've been speaking with January Polk, Manager of Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions, all about the importance of business process management. We've got some more questions for January coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. This is Chris Carroll speaking with January Polk, Manager of Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions. Let's get back into our questions for January about the importance of business process management. January, when we left, we were talking about different elements of picking the level of improvement that customers want to achieve. Talk to me about process mapping and why is process mapping important in business process management?
Well, process mapping is important because it maps out the current state of the process being improved. So you don't know where you're going unless you know where you're starting from.
Right.
It identifies the pain points in the process and points us to the areas in the process that may require improvement.
Mm-hmm.
It also facilitates requirements gathering for new software requirements needed to support a new improved process and desired state. One of the other big things that we do within process mapping that I spoke about was that we identify who does each step and the time it takes that person to do that particular step. And the reason this becomes so important is it gives us our baseline to developing a business case that you can hand over to executives at the end of your ERP implementation to finalize benefits realized and a return on investment.
Okay. Tell me, what is blueprinting? I mean, when do you do it within the BPM process?
Blueprinting is the last step of BPM. Once you have improved your process, then now you can go ahead and design the architecture print for the ERP software. So if you think of it as you build your house and now you have the blueprint so that the builders know how to build your house based on the dimensions that you have identified.
Sure.
The blueprint also gets into the specifics around workflows and business logic, checklists, triggers, and notifications that you might want in your new system, and gives the implementer all of those details so that they can implement it exactly the way you've designed it.
I see. So it's really the overall architectural guide for your for what's going to happen. It's the blueprint.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what methodology does Panorama use when conducting BPM engagements?
Panorama uses a methodology in where we take and incorporate various steps of Six Sigma. So we begin by performing a baseline assessment. We set up a charter with the executive team, and we take measurements to give us an understanding of how that process within that company is operating against industry standards. So this provides insight into which processes and areas that we want to go tackle with that particular organization. Then we go on site and we'll do a Kaizen event where during this event we have subject matter experts come in, we determine the current state of the process, and we start to drill down into root cause analysis.
Mm-hmm.
We use a variety of Six Sigma statistical analysis tools to then go and validate the root causes that we've come up with during the Kaizen event. Afterwards, we return and do a second Kaizen event in which we use another set of Six Sigma tools to identify potential solutions and ultimately improve the process. Measurement of the new process is performed over a specific time period, and then once we feel confident that we've improved the process to where we expected it to be, we'll go ahead and put a control plan in place. If the BPM exercise is associated with an ERP implementation, then we'll go ahead and create a blueprint for the final improved process and hand it over to the software company to design in the new system.
January, where can our listeners find out more about all the things we've been discussing today?
We have on-demand webinars in the Resource Center and also our ERP blog that can all be found on our company website at panorama-consulting.com.
Okay, that's panorama-consulting.com. That's about all the time we have today for ERP Strategies and Solutions. I've been speaking with January Polk, Manager of Business Process Management at Panorama Consulting Solutions. January, thanks for being here with us today. It was great.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. It was very informative, and we appreciate it. Now, remember, as we wrap up this exploration of business process reengineering here on ERP Strategies and Solutions, if you have any questions about the things that January and I have talked about today, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. And join us again next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series. Download white papers or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP Strategies and Solutions.